spirits with food for your soul. It's Joinet.
Gather round, children, listen. Let me tell you a story about a village that is built with his glory. No sorrow in this place. Just lift your voice and say,
everybody, let's celebrate.
Look like it's gonna be a lovely day.
We begin with the story of a man on a mission to convert his pain into change. You are listening to the Village Celebration Radio Show. It was the shooting that sparked outrage all around the world. A Ferguson, Missouri police officer gunned down an unarmed 18-year-old black teenager, Michael Brown. Everyone knows his name. Witnesses say the officer ignored the 18-year-old's surrender, hands up in the air. Michael Brown was shot and killed 18 months ago, and since that time, his father, Michael Brown Sr., has kept his son's memory alive by starting a foundation and working to bring more awareness to police brutality in America. Mr. Brown is joining us in the Village. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So much has happened in the 18 months since Michael was shot and killed. There have been a number of high-profile police-involved killings, and it's now clear that we, America, has a serious problem. But what happened on August 9, 2014, the day your son was killed, started a much-needed conversation. How do you feel about the 18 months since Michael's killing sparked this outrage all around the world?
Well, it was just something that needs to be something that has been happening all over the world from the beginning of time, you know. What Mike had brought to this situation opened up a lot of eyes on what has been being done to us as people. You know, every day is a different struggle. You know, sometimes I had good days, bad days, but just go forward on a positive mission is where I'm trying to head to.
And tell us about that mission. You've started a foundation since your son was killed. Tell us more about it and how you see it impacting this issue.
Well, Chosen for Change is based upon strengthening families and empowering our youth. My biggest mission is just to help our people in any type of way that I can. You know, we do a lot of sponsorships, a lot of fundraisers, a lot of interacting with children. We always got something going on. We are very busy, you know. So this is just a mission that I've been put on to try to help our people and to let them know some of their rights and what they should do in situations like Mike's situation was.
It's a very noble goal to strengthen our community and to strengthen our families, because we know that is where, of course, all of us get our start, is at home. So for those listening, how can they be involved and chosen for change?
Well, change is in everyone. You know, you just have to want to do that. You know, we have so many settled minds that we need to get out of that that tunnel vision, you know, and open our minds up and see what's really going on, because we got everyday living people that know that this is a problem and they just look right over it. So we have to help each other to get forward, you know. We just got to.
Why do you think so many people are immune to what has, as you said, been a problem for decades for African Americans in particular?
Well, my thing is, I just feel like some people was trying to stand, but they didn't have really no one to stand with them.
Okay.
But this situation with Mike had opened a lot of doors to where people were just tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people are standing up on the front line and standing out there, and they're letting everyone know that we're not having it anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. So it just impacts the whole world.
speaking of the whole world, you and Michael's mother had an opportunity to testify at the United Nations before the Committee Against Torture, which works against cruel or degrading treatment or punishment by government officials, and you all called for global intervention. Tell us more about the reception you received at the United Nations, because I don't recall the parents of a shooting victim ever testifying before the United Nations about police brutality.
Well, you know, we plead our case, sir, and everyone was on board as far as, you know, trying to help change a few rules or a few things that's going on in the United States. It's an issue, you know. It's an issue that people are trying to get to the right resources and have this conversation because the UN and America is different, you know. So they're trying to have these conversations so things can get done, you know. Hopefully, in my time or after my time, things will change.
Do you find that people are willing to work with you in the foundation Chosen for Change?
Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of people that want to be on board, you know, with the activities and the great things that we're doing. You know, we always get good feedback on everything that we do. You know, a lot of people just, they are really proud of the family. A lot of people are proud of my strength, you know, and just pray for me and just ask me to keep moving on, you know, and anything that they can do to help, they say just let them know.
You have been a model of strength. Every interview I've seen with you, you have remained calm. You have stated your case very succinctly, and you are compelling in the points that you make. How are you doing it? Let's go back to August 9th, 2014, because while the rest of us have watched, you have lived this tragedy. How have you done it?
Actually, through positive people just being around me, a praying mother, a praying wife, and family. I feel like Mike had already been embarrassed. I can't embarrass him by being on any type of ignorant movement. So I have to utilize that anger and push that more towards some positive things. So, you know, that's what keeps me going, you know. You know, just that drive of that.
If you could talk to him, what do you think he would say about Chosen for Change and your efforts to keep this vital issue, police brutality in America, on a national stage so the conversation continues?
Well, I know one thing he would tell me, God, I'm so proud of you. You know, like I say, me and Mike had a different relationship. That was more like my best friend than my son, but he was my son. So, you know, he had a lot of positive things to say about the thing that I have done while he was on Earth. So he would really be proud about what I'm doing now.
Your strength is admirable. August 9th, 2016, do you all have plans already for the memorial service or those are underway?
We're working on that right now. We're trying to get through his birthday first. His birthday is May 20th of 1996. But, you know, we will be doing some in 2014 of this year for his birthday. So we're trying to organize a few things to show some type of celebration for that day. And then August weekend would be just more of, closeness of family and a lot of other activity. But we're trying to get some things together for that.
Do you want to share a number or a website with those listening in case they have sponsorship opportunities or some other resources that may assist in what you're doing?
Yes, ma'am. We're Charles for Change Fund at gmail.com.
Chosen for Change Fund at gmail.com, okay?
All the sites, everything that we have done is on there. We would love for anyone that want to help us push this as far as we can. And let's build our communities back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To your point, the one you made earlier, that there were people perhaps before your son's killing who wanted to speak out, but they felt they might end up a lone voice. You're saying there's now a chorus. You don't have to do this by yourself.
No, I'm backing whoever that needs my help. Only thing I can say is that I thank God that the internet and the people pushed this so far so that it could get the right attention. So mm-hmm. The world can see what was going on, you know, and everyone can fall into one suit and pay attention. You know, it's reality. This is not a game. You know, mm-hmm. This is what's happening to us. You know, mm-hmm. So it would just be, and like I say, whoever needs my support or with the family or the foundation, we have their back.
Well, people are standing together, united on this issue of police brutality, in part because of the example you have set, Michael Brown Sr. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us in the village.
Thank you. Thank
and
you so
we
much
will
for
be
having.
Back in just a moment.
JC Loves and the Morning Crew.
Music, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that just leads me into my message. You should just
hear it.
Hear
it, ladies and gentlemen.
In spite of what people coach you into, make sure you're not being forced into a place that you don't fit.
My.
That's fine. Because you only have the right for where you fit.
My God. You only got the grace for where you fit.
For where you fit. If it's not your assignment, it doesn't matter if you know how to find your chicken.
Yeah.
You may know how to find the best chicken and cook the best greens. But if this season is not your fit for frying chicken and cooking greens, you're not going to be prosperous or productive in doing it, no matter how good you are at it. So my tip to you is make sure that you're not being forced in a place or in a season that don't fit.
You said it, brother.
Charging your morning. Now, go take on the day.
Here's a quick tip from Hansel's Cookin' Vegan. Rev up your metabolism by increasing protein and fiber intake. Increase your daily activity by walking, running, or dancing. Read labels. Look for items with high fiber, low sodium, carbs, and sugars. Limit fast foods. Self-prepared meals help to limit fat and sodium intake. Combine these tips to avoid excessive weight gain. Get more healthy tips at Hansel's CookinVegan.com. Change your diet to change your life.
Dynamic Dave here live at W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, 201 West Broadway in North Little Rock. Who do we have here?
I am Terica Waits White, the marketing director. I handle all of the designing, advertising, and branding for the business, and commercial printing from flyers to business cards, programs, anything that you would need to brand your business. We pretty much take care of it.
Here's another great staff member at W.C. Mitchell.
Hi, my name is Lenora Harris, office manager of W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services.
Lenora, why should people do business with W.C. Mitchell?
I recommend W.C. Mitchell simply because we are accessible throughout the year. We'll take care of your financial needs, your printing needs, and also your travel needs. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure you get the best of services.
There you have it, folks. Call W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, located at 201 West Broadway, Suite F in North Little Rock, at 501-324-2690. Get to InStyle Menswear and Accessories. And don't forget to ask about the $159.99 suit special. That's InStyle Menswear and Accessories, located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
Hey, InStyle has you looking really good. Here's my number. Call me.
LeBron James is the greatest player we've seen this generation. You have to be careful when you start saying, and so, well, he wasn't as good as Michael, or he wasn't as good as Magic. Every generation, you get that. You begin to sound like that old man that lives down the street, and every time you walk on his yard or you even walk by his yard, he's on the porch and he's got that little crooked finger. He's like, get off my lawn! Get off my lawn!
Join me Saturday mornings at 8 for the weekly sports magazine on JoinetteRadio.com.
Get off my lawn!
Welcome back to the Village Celebration Radio Show. We have a week, 1 week left in what we officially recognize as Black History Month. UNICEF, the global organization dedicated to the welfare of children, launched an initiative called Rise Up and Learn for Black History Month. And Dr. Monica Williams-Davis of UNICEF joins us now to tell us more about this program. Dr. Williams-Davis, so glad to have you with us. Rise Up and Learn targets children in Africa. Tell us more about it.
Well, thank you for having me, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be with you all today and celebration, especially for Black History Month. And 30 million children in Africa are not in a primary school, which really was the impetus around Rise Up and Learn and the initiative for Black History Month. The millions of children that face these barriers to gaining an education really do need our assistance. So we decided we should rise up and learn, and we partnered with these faith-based organizations to ensure that these children have an opportunity to sit at a desk.
I love the name of the initiative, Rise Up and Learn. It's difficult to wrap your mind around this number, 30 million children not in primary school in Africa?
That is correct.
Oh,
that is correct. And so many of those children really just have the barrier to having something as simple as a desk. You know, every day African children struggle to learn while they're sitting uncomfortably on the floor for hours on a dirt ground. And our children, you know, even in the poorest of circumstances, they at least have a desk. And so we want to do something significant for these millions of children, but we can only do a little bit at a time. So our goal is to raise enough resources and sponsorships just to get around 4,000 desks for these children.
And you're doing so with African-American faith-based organizations. Can you name some of those organizations?
Of course. So we have partnered with the Church of God in Christ, Incorporated, the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, the National Baptist Convention USA, the Progressive National Baptist Convention, and also the International Association of Ministers, Wives and Ministers, Widows, and a local church here in Houston, the Fountain of Praise.
And so I imagine once you share the plan and the goal with men and women of faith, you do receive a whole-scale support. Just the picture of children sitting on the floor for hours attempting to learn is moving.
Yes, it really, really is. And I'm excited that we have an opportunity to do something as significant for these children just for a very nominal price point. For three children, $65 will buy a desk that will comfortably seat these children and get them up off of the ground and give them a conducive learning environment.
So for those who are listening, where do we send the $65? How do we help?
So you can go directly to UNICEF USA, and that's unicefusa.org, and you can either establish your own CrowdRise page from that link, or you may contribute directly through the mail by sending in a check or donation to our headquarters in New York at the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, which is 125 Maiden Lane, New York, New York, 10038.
So UNICEF has a global impact, and children are desperately in need of the help that you guys provide. I had an opportunity to interview another UNICEF executive, and the numbers he shared about the deaths of children around the world daily was stunning. We're talking millions of kids dying every day.
Well, it's actually in the tens of thousands of children that are dying every day from preventable causes. But, you know, that number continues to decrease. And we are hopeful that at one point or at some point we are able to make enough impact that no child dies from a cause that we can prevent, like diarrhea or lack of clean water. Those are all things that we can actually prevent through simple interventions. And so we want to decrease that number to zero.
Thank you for correcting me, because I meant millions a year. It's tens of thousands a day from preventable causes. So what are some of the other goals for UNICEF and faith-based organizations outside of Black History Month? Any other projects you'd like to see partners in the African-American community?
Well, certainly. We really are spending our time and efforts and resources just around educating the African-American community about ways in which we can rally around support for these children who are dying from preventable causes. And most often what happens is that we just don't know. We're sort of out of the loop. And so we're spending a lot of time, my colleagues and I, on the road visiting with African-American sororities, fraternities, mm-hmm. other members of the diaspora, not just all-inclusive of African-American, but other cultural communities that we really haven't historically had the privilege of getting to help us to impact the lives of these children. And so there are simple interventions around mm-hmm. education, as I said, water and sanitation, hygiene. We know that these things are occurring in some very discouraging situations, particularly like Flint, Michigan.
Exactly.
But these are circumstances that these children live through every day over mm-hmm. in the developing world.
All around the world, and that's why it is so striking when it happens here at home, as you point out, in Flint. That here in America,
yes.
there are
yes.
children who can't have clean, healthy water.
Yes, it is very, very disheartening. And so we know all too well what these children are facing because we work with them every day. And mm-hmm. so we want these children to be able to have healthy, vibrant, thriving lives.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly for Black History Month, we want them to be able to concentrate on their lessons and not be distracted by something as simple as we would think about sitting around and moving them up to a desk.
Something as simple as a desk. Rise Up and Learn is the name of the initiative, unicefusa.org, to make a contribution. Dr. Monica Williams-Davis, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Vicki. Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening.
Welcome back to the Village Celebration. You know, by now you've put away the chips and dip from the Super Bowl. You probably put away your Carolina blue if you were wearing it, or your Denver Broncos colors. But are you over Cam Newton's reaction after the game, or did you have a reaction? Here's our contributor, Jim Scott, to tell us what's on his mind. Jim, what did you think about Cam Newton's reaction? And
well, Vicki, first, I'm still depressed over this Super Bowl. And I guess one
are you
word
still in your Carolina
mind,
blue?
I hate to say it. Yeah, and I hate to say it. It's classless when it comes to Cam after that game. I mean, I know it's been a couple of weeks, and I should be over it. But, again, it's just not the game that bothered me as much as reaction after the game. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in just a bit.
So stay with us. When we return, Jim Scott tells us what he thinks about Cam Newton's reaction after the Super Bowl.
Start your day the correct way. The JC Loves Morning Show.
You were playing a song, and you said it was a 9-11 song.
Stop it, stop it. I want you to stop it. I want you to just stop, okay?
7-11.
It's called, I call it 7-11
song. 7-11
song.
He's gonna name it after the gas station.
No.
7-11. So they don't have gas stations like that no more.
You sure right.
You get that Slurpee.
7-11, baby.
Yay.
Was your midnight. Yeah, I didn't talk about nobody.
No. Just you said
about
midnight.
Just talk about what you're talking about.
7-11 was your midnight late night, baby. When you were leaving the club or when you were sneaking and peeking and can on.
7-11
had what you need.
Richard, I got one.
What you got there?
I just want to know, on those late night runs, what would you get at 7-Eleven?
You would get a Honey Bun and some chocolate chip cookies. Now, read in between there.
Behold, my friends.
You got it.
All right.
The Joy Network.
All right, listen up.
Streaming to a worldwide audience with a local appeal.
Oh, yeah.
Indigo Television is here.
All right. Let's break it down.
It's an internet-based television network that includes sports, entertainment, talk, politics, and education.
I'm Kofi Adjopa, founder and CEO of Indigo Television. Entertainment everywhere.
Our goal is to become a major source of family-oriented entertainment on the internet. Check us out right now. Indigo TV. Indigo.tv.
Mm-mm. You sure looking good in this suit.
Why, thank you. I got the hookup at InStyle Menswear and Accessories located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
InStyle Menswear and Accessories?
That's right. They've got a suit special going on right now for $159.99. It includes a suit, shoes, socks, tie, and shirt for $159.99. By the way, did I say alterations are included? InStyle Menswear and Accessories keeps you looking good for the ladies, and it won't break your budget. From casual to classy, get to InStyle Menswear and Accessories. And don't forget to ask about the $159.99 suit special. That's InStyle Menswear and Accessories, located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
Hey, InStyle has you looking really good. Here's my number. Call me.
Join us for the 12th annual King Kennedy Dinner, Thursday, February 25th. VIP reception at 5:30 and dinner starts at 7. This year's co-chair is Richard Mays Jr. Our keynote speaker will be the Honorable Judge Wendell Griffin with musical performances by Sounds So Good. You may purchase tickets at www.ardemocraticblackcaucus.org or call 501-218-6957.
Paid for by the Arkansas Democratic Black Caucus.
The Village Celebration. It's where we talk about what matters to you.
We are talking tonight with the president of the National Urban League, Mark Morial.
We're talking about your health, race, jobs, politics, the police, and the same things we're texting, tweeting, and telling.
Dr. Diane Marshall, who is our Village doctor. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Village Celebration on this Thursday.
It's where we talk about what matters to you.
Talk about Cam Newton's reaction after the Panthers lost to the Broncos in Super Bowl 50. Jim Scott joining us now to give us his thoughts on it. Jim, what are you saying?
Well, Vicki, so I won't be accused of following the leader or piling on. Let me say that I wrote this piece immediately after the post-Super Bowl interview with Cam Newton. I was so disappointed that I had trouble sleeping that night. Here's the guy who had just been named the league MVP, who just happened to lose the Super Bowl. I understand what losing does to players, especially those that we view as winners, but Cam Newton took himself out of that winner category, and I'm betting some of his teammates felt the same way. He sat like a pouting child, hood up, with an expression on his face that looked a lot more than hurting over a loss. You may remember that Newton faced criticism for much of the season, from his over-celebrating touchdowns and too much dancing to acting like an undisciplined kid, and all season I rejected the critics. I said he's young, a kid with a lot of money who will surely mature with the season. I gave Newton the benefit of the doubt. After all, he was on the threshold of something big, an undefeated season. The Panthers mowed down opponents with only one blip in the radar. That one loss, I thought, helped bring Newton and the team down to earth, and right away they picked up where they left off, winning again all the way to the Super Bowl. That's where they ran into a buzzsaw called the Broncos' defense. Denver had answers to Newton and the Panthers. It happens, and I believe there were a few calls that could have gone the Panthers' way but didn't. Again, that's the game. Even in the face of defeat, I expected the league MVP to show the world something after that bitter loss. I wanted to see a young leader say how bad the loss hurts. Also, that he told his teammates to keep their heads up. I hoped he would have said he reminded his teammates that their 17 wins was a huge deal and that they'll take this loss and find a way to go all the way next year. Cam did none of that, publicly anyway. The only thing I got from his interview was him saying, they just played better than us. No kidding. We all knew that, young man. It's funny how life works. People don't always remember the good you do, but they sure do remember the bad. Can he bounce back? Sure he can, with me anyway. And Peyton Manning thinks so too, because after the game, Manning said about Newton, and I'm quoting now, Cam was extremely humble. He congratulated me, wished me the best. I told him just congratulations on his outstanding season and just what a great future he has ahead of him. Well, I agree with Peyton Manning that Cam Newton has a great future ahead. I just hope he uses the offseason to convince himself of that. I'm Jim Scott, and that's what I'm talking about.
And we're back in a moment.
The correct way. The JC Love's Morning Show.
You were playing a song, and you said it was a 9-11 song.
Stop it, stop it. I want you to stop it. I want you to just stop, okay?
7-11.
It's called, I call it 7-11 song.
7-11 song. He's gonna name it after the gas station.
No.
7-11. So they don't have gas stations like that no more.
You sure right.
You get that Slurpee.
7-11, baby.
Yeah.
Was your midnight.
I didn't talk about nobody. No, no, you said midnight. Just talk about what you're talking about. 7-Eleven was your midnight late night, baby. When you were leaving the club or when you were sneaking and peeking and can on. 7-Eleven and can on. Had what you need. Richard, I got one. What you got there?
I just want to know, on those late night runs, what would you get at 7-Eleven?
You would get a 100 bar and some chocolate chip cookies. Now read in between there.
Behold, my friends!
You got it.
All right, all right.
The Joy Network.
Mm-mm, you sure looking good in this suit.
Why, thank you. I got the hookup at InStyle Menswear and Accessories located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
InStyle Menswear and Accessories?
That's right. They've got a suit special going on right now for $159.99. It includes a suit, shoes, socks, tie, and shirt for $159.99. By the way, did I say alterations are included? InStyle Menswear and Accessories keeps you looking good for the ladies, and it won't break your budget. From casual to classy, get to InStyle Menswear and Accessories. And don't forget to ask about the $159.99 suit special. That's InStyle Menswear and Accessories, located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
Hey, InStyle has you looking really good. Here's my number. Call me.
Join us for the 12th annual King Kennedy Dinner, Thursday, February 25th. VIP reception at 5:30 and dinner starts at 7. This year's co-chair is Richard Mays Jr. Our keynote speaker will be the Honorable Judge Wendell Griffin with musical performances by Sounds So Good. You may purchase tickets at www.ardemocraticblackcaucus.org or call 501-218-6957.
Paid for by the Arkansas Democratic Black Caucus.
Hi, Jenny. Do you want to be a television star?
Why, of course, darling. I can be on my way to an Academy Award.
Yeah, just make sure you send me a ticket. You should check out Indigo.TV.
That's right. Check out Indigo.TV to act, direct, and produce your own productions.
You can broadcast to millions of people across the country. That's Indigo.TV. That's Indigo TV. Entertainment everywhere.
Yeah.
so much for joining us for the Village Celebration Radio Show. How is your high blood pressure? Or the catchphrase we're hearing, what are your numbers? That's the catchphrase. Dr. Diane Marshall joining us now to talk more about your numbers. Dr. Di, high blood pressure is such a concern, particularly in the African American community. So just tell us what exactly those numbers represent, the 120 over 80, which all of us would love to have.
Yeah, absolutely, Vicki. First of all, you know, in continuing with the American Heart Month, being that it's American Heart Month, I think that all the listeners need to know that high blood pressure is a serious condition. So what are some of the numbers? Typically, we are used to hearing 140 over 90. Mm. Now, what does that represent? Your top number represents when the heart is contracting and sending out blood to the rest of the body, and then the bottom number represents when that heart relaxes. Just how well does it relax to receive the returning blood?
Okay.
So when the numbers are high, it causes the heart to overwork itself.
Mm-hmm.
And like any muscle, it will get bigger. Now, we want big muscles in certain areas, but we don't want our heart to be too big.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that heart muscle is too big, it cannot fill up with the appropriate amount of blood volume that we need to deliver to the rest of the body. That's,
you know,
as simple as I think I can put it.
And it is the best explanation I have ever heard. This analogy of the muscle that we don't want to get bigger, I really like that. It does simplify it. No one has ever put it quite that way, because the heart is actually fairly small, right?
That's right. That's right. We want it strong. We just don't want it too big.
Mm-hmm.
It won't allow for it to fill up with the right amount of blood. So I think it's important that we know that and know that those numbers are real and know that we call it the silent killer for a reason.
So the bottom number is how well your heart relaxes.
How well does it relax? Yes, ma'am. And you asked me about numbers. Typically, our blood pressure should be less than 140 over 90.
Okay.
Now, every year or every other year or so, we kind of change those blood pressure guidelines and say, well, what's best and what's not, you know, what is not so good. So if your number ranges, the top number, anywhere from 130 to 139, you're now pre-hypertensive.
Really?
And if your bottom number is between 85 and 89, you're pre-hypertensive. What does that mean? That means that I, as a physician, and you, as your own best patient,
mm-hmm.
you're going to help to monitor your blood pressure
mm-hmm.
and find out if there are some things that could make it better and what causes it to change.
So what are some of the things?
Over.
Okay, go ahead. Let's please share with us what to do to improve
yes.
those numbers.
Well, I was going to go over some of the guidelines that were established mm-hmm. by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. First of all, let's talk about screening. What age should you be to get screened? Do you know that, Vicki?
I don't.
Then, wonderful. Then that's why I'm here to tell you. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is asking or recommending that at 18 years of age, you
18?
Begin screening for high.
So at 18?
18. At 18. Now, mind you, most people who go in for their regular annual checkup get screened anyway,
okay.
even if you're, you know, you're a child. But the recommendation is that at age 18, you start getting screened if you don't go to your doctor regularly.
Mm.
And why do you think that is? Because we know that if we can control our blood pressures early, we can prevent heart attack, we can prevent stroke, we can prevent all of the ill effects that go along with having uncontrolled hypertension.
Okay. And
shocking, and, huh?
Well, it seems very early. I mean, you think 18. I mean, that's the end of the teenage years, and already I must pay attention to my blood pressure. Okay?
Absolutely, and it is early. But, you know, what's also early is that we're finding that more and more young adults have high blood pressure. They have more diabetes. They're getting more heart disease. People are dying earlier from heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, our nation has changed. We're eating more fast food than ever. We're eating all of the processed foods. We're eating too much saturated fat. We're not exercising enough.
Okay.
And we are probably the most obese nation there is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, guidelines have changed.
Mm-hmm. We're starting earlier because of the cultural changes, the things we are doing
Absolutely.
To our bodies.
Absolutely.
So, really quickly, if you were to recommend one change for those who are on the verge of having high blood pressure, what is that? And if you already have high blood pressure, what is that change?
The one change I probably would recommend is getting the appropriate amount of exercise. You know, there are so many factors. It's hard to say if that's just the one thing that's going to make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if we incorporate knowing our family history,
mm-hmm.
and then you know your family history, get in there a little bit earlier. African Americans, obese patients, we're going to have more, but there is more high blood pressure in that population. So if you're obese, lose weight. If you're African American, just have your blood pressure checked.
Okay.
Cut back on your salt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if your blood pressure is normal, the appropriate interval for screening should be at least every 5 years if you're otherwise healthy. But for those people who do have health problems, you want to make sure you get that blood pressure under control. And there are several ways to do that.
Well, I mean, medication, for sure. But other things
right.
that you can do, the exercise you mentioned before, diet, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Diet, cutting back on salt. Going along with the DASH diet. That's a diet that was developed. It's on the U.S. government website. You should be able to find it. And the DASH diet basically is a lower sodium diet as well. And it also incorporates less saturated fat. But exercising, eating right, eating healthier, those are big. And, of course, medications if you need it.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. Everything that you're saying, you call it the silent killer. I mean, it's called the silent killer. And that's because many times people have it and don't know it.
And don't know it. You walk around and you're feeling fine, and then all of a sudden you're having a stroke, you're having a heart attack, and you're trying to figure out why. Well, it could be that you've had uncontrolled blood pressure for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, next week we talk about African-American doctors who have made significant contributions to the care of our hearts.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I am excited about learning more about those doctors. So we'll talk with you next week. Thank you, Dr. Dye.
Sounds great, Vicki. Take care.
You're listening to the Village Celebration Radio Show.
Featuring the J.C. Loves Morning Show.
In the studio right now with us is the Minister of Music. He complaining about...
Lord, I really want some water. I got to take this allergy pill.
What?
Are you okay?
Well, why are you mad at her? Because you got to take the allergy pill.
Hey, sick of this.
Why? Why
I got to leave Arkansas.
Why you got...
I'm just going to have to leave Arkansas. My allergies and stuff, so everything can in my body can line up according to the word of God.
Well, let's start.
On your desktop, laptop, or go mobile 24 hours a day.
Good morning, Rich.
What?
Did we stop?
I just spoke to you. It's not going to stop.
Good morning.
Allergies.
Good morning.
Whenever you start over,
good morning.
You're going to have to leave Arkansas.
Good morning. Can you say good morning?
Because this is right here.
Can you say
these
good
pine trees, pine needles, and stuff. Leave.
Alberta Faye Hires got her life back thanks to the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line.
I smoked for 37 years, but with the support of my quit coach, I finally overcame my addiction. The Quit Line helped me set my own goals and turned a few steps into thousands. Now I run marathons. I'm stronger, healthier, and a positive role model for my grandchildren. I'm proud to say that I'm a quitter. You deserve to be proud of yourself, too. When you quit tobacco, you win.
Quit smoking or vaping. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Live tobacco and nicotine free.
Get to InStyle menswear and accessories. And don't forget to ask about the $159.99 suit special. That's InStyle menswear and accessories, located at McCain Mall in North Little Rock.
Hey, InStyle has you looking really good. Here's my number. Call me.
Dynamic Dave here live at W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, 201 West Broadway in North Little Rock. Who do we have here?
I am Terica Waits White, the marketing director. I handle all of the designing, advertising, and branding for the business, and commercial printing from flyers,
business cards, programs, anything that you would need to brand your business. We pretty much take care of it.
Here's another great staff member at W.C. Mitchell.
Hi, my name is Lenora Harris, office manager of W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services.
Lenora, why should people do business with W.C. Mitchell?
I recommend W.C. Mitchell simply because we are accessible throughout the year. We'll take care of your financial needs, your printing needs, and also your travel needs. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure you get the best of services.
There you have it, folks. Call W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, located at 201 West Broadway, Suite F in North Little Rock, at 501-324-2690.
Listen, did you miss Dr. Ernest Gill from UT San Antonio?
When you're making $455 million off these student athletes, all you can come up with is $5,000. John Calipari makes $8 million a year, and his players are going to get $5,000 a year. The majority of these teams were white men and white males and females. Would this be happening? And I would say no, because their families wouldn't let it happen. But we're letting our kids get pimped.
Join me Saturday mornings at 8 for the weekly sports magazine on JoinetRadio.com.
You are listening to the Village Celebration Radio Show. My goodness, there is something fantastic going on in Vegas, and what happens in Vegas on that stage can't be kept in Vegas. It's just too exciting. Talking about the Stellar Awards, the 2016 Stellar Awards, being held in Vegas, and the president and owner of JoyNet Radio, which you're listening to right now, is in Las Vegas for the Stellar Awards. Reverend Clarence Thornton, or J.C. Loves, as we all know him, is joining us now. Good evening.
It's just the journalist in you that would make you say Reverend Clarence Thornton on JoyNet Radio, but that's okay.
It's just the journalist in me. I can't help it. As Popeye would say, I am what I am. But anyway, the Stellar Awards. How exciting. Tell us what has happened and how long you and the JoyNet team have been in Vegas. And not on the strip.
Actually, we started off, it started off quite interesting. We left out heading to Vegas, and on our way, I had an interesting 36 hour ordeal with an airline and maintenance issues and all that, and we had to stay overnight in Memphis. So we were scheduled to arrive here on Monday night, but didn't get here until Tuesday, so we missed a whole day of the Gospel Music Workshop of America board meeting, which is the planning session for the actual Gospel Music Workshop of America convention that takes place in July.
And what a wonderful convention.
And the board meeting, they decided, because they work so closely together, the offices of both organizations with the Stellar Awards, they just decided to have them together. Last year was in March. They had them both together, the week together, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Gospel Music Workshop of America, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is Stellar Awards. And so we've been here since the board meeting. We've gone to a few events, we've heard some great choirs and great groups sing so far. Tina Campbell has done pretty good. She got up during the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And so some of these Stellar events begin on tonight.
Okay.
And we begin with the all-white affair tonight, and a lot of different groups and people will be there. Evelyn Turner, Teenage G, Tim Rogers and the Fellas, Byron Cage.
Oh, okay.
And it's probably 15 artists on this affair tonight. So that'll be tonight. And then in the morning, we got an empowerment breakfast, which is a collaboration of internet radio stations.
Excellent.
To showcase independent artists. And that's going to be an empowerment breakfast on tomorrow morning. A bowling event will take place tomorrow afternoon, sponsored by the Stellar Awards, where all the Stellar stars will be coming in, and then they will be bowling with announcers all together, and it's free to the public. It's a great event.
So let me ask you this, JC, about the online radio station event, because gospel music is enjoying a long-running renaissance, in part because of online radio stations.
Absolutely. It is. We talked about it during the board meeting in our Announcers Guild meeting, which is the registered announcers in the Gospel Music Workshop of America. We all have classes that we take, and in that class we talked about the changing technology. Mm-hmm. Internet radio is today where AM radio was in the early 70s, okay, where or late 60s, where everybody had AM radio, and all of a sudden they heard about this new FM radio, and you know, everybody wanted it, but it wasn't in anybody's cars. Nobody had an FM stereo in their house.
Sure.
And so the people who were on AM radio said, it'll never work because there's too many changes that have to take place. Well, that's what they're saying, traditional radio stations are saying about internet radio stations. But what they're finding out is that more and more and more people are listening on their phones, their iPads,
mm-hmm,
and
sure,
it has changed our... we're no longer, in fact, we're changing our name. We are known as the Arkansas Gospel or the Gospel Announcers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
But we're no longer just radio announcers. We're now information providers, mm-hmm, on different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So now platform. You have not only your terrestrial signal on a radio station, but you have an internet, and then you have an HD signal. And so it's just, all of that is changing. So that has allowed gospel music to continue and to grow and even get into this generation. So, yes, you're correct.
For just a minute, I'd like to be a groupie. The Stellar Awards, all of these fantastic gospel artists, Kirk Franklin, Tamela Mann, Tasha Cobb, the Clark Sisters. I mean, wow. That is so fantastic. And Saturday night is the big event.
Yes. We last year were connected with a company that actually sponsored a part of the Stellar Awards. So as a result, I was able to get backstage during several
events. What was that like?
As well as, I've been there before, so I'm not trying to, you know.
Okay, go ahead and name drop. Just name drop a few. You know. I've been there before.
We were backstage with Ben Tankard and his wife, who are reality stars, and David Cameraman, Ricky Smiley.
Take some selfies, post them. Take a few selfies.
Yeah, we did all that. And we were sitting, even our seats were like fifth or sixth row on the floor. Last year, this was last year now, and so we were there when Destiny Child opened up the show, and they didn't tell us that Destiny's Child was going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So when they, you know, when they turned around and everybody saw Beyonce and Kelly, and because Michelle was nominated, and they saw Beyonce and Kelly, and it was just over. Everybody went for this. So
I can only imagine.
This year, the same kind of excitement is surrounding everything. And everybody's excited. It's a great event. The people are starting to come in today. And so the airports are full and the hotels are filling up even more. And it's just a great event. I mean,
it is a great event.
It's awesome to, you know, be out and you could possibly just walk into somebody.
Were there. Lord willing, 2017, it's Stellar Awards. I'm joining the Joynet family at the Stellar Awards. J.C. Love, thank you so much for joining us, owner and president of JoyNet Radio. We are closing tonight's Village Celebration Radio Show with Tasha Cobbs, For Your Glory. Tasha Cobbs nominated for Artist of the Year at the 2016 Stellar Awards. We thank you so much for joining us as always, and we'll look for you next week. I'm Vicki Newton for the Village Celebration Radio Show.
As my king, Lord, if I find favor, come and say, find favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please, hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately where.